621 1320 WILS. So part of the issue with President Trump is his leadership style. Some say that his style of leadership is actually causing many of the problems we're seeing in the administration. Jerry Acuff with us. He's a leadership expert, a man that he's the founder and president of Delta Point. It's a leading corporate consulting firm. He goes around talking about issues of relationships and customers, employees. Jerry, great to have you on WILS.
Thank you, Michael, for having me. It's great to be here.
In terms of his leadership qualities, how would you describe him? What do you think of him as a leader?
Well, he's not a very good leader at all. Candidly, the kind of leader that you need in government. You know, there's a big difference between leading a business, especially an enterprise like his, and leading a government where, you know, the currency for any great leader in a business where collaboration and collegiality matter is the currency's trust.
Okay.
And trust really starts with the words that we use and then the actions that we take.
But tell me, Jerry, when you look at the difference, I mean, what is such a difference between leading a company like he has and leading a government?
Well, I mean, you know, a government, because a government is not an autocracy. You know, a company is in many ways an autocracy. I mean, I run a company with 30 employees, mm-hmm. and, you know, if I want to be their boss, I can be their boss. Now, boss spelled backwards is double S-O-B. But if I want to be their leader, then I've got to have a different set of behaviors. My suggestion is, you know, he does sound like somebody who delegates, and great leaders delegate. But the reality is most great leaders are liked by the people that they lead. Because the reality is, you know, I say, what is a leader? A leader is someone who has followers. Mm-hmm. Well, people have to want to follow you. And if they don't like you very much, or they don't think you like them very, very much by the way they act, then they're not going to want to follow you. And I would say, you know, John Wooden in his book, says, you know, be quick, but don't be in a hurry. He's in such a hurry to sort of prove that he's legitimate that I think he's making an awful lot of rookie mistakes. And I would suggest that his presidential IQ is still, you know, in its infancy in terms of being developed.
Those that say the primary problem for him is not his administration, it's the media. It's the way they're presenting what's happening in how things are unfolding, that really, in reality, he's not doing a bad job at all. What's your view on that?
Well, I think that, you know, there's two things that great leaders understand. I write about this in my book, you know, The Relationship Edge in Business. One is they understand that everything matters. And if you know, for example, that you have a contentious relationship with the media, and I'm assuming he understands that by now, then you have to ask yourself, what's the right way for me to deal with this? And I would say that continuing to have an adversarial role, approach to this thing is probably not the right way to do it in the long term.
Yeah.
Now,
do you think the media actually would be open to reporting on him in a more moderate way if he changed his attitude towards them?
I think he's got an awful lot of for lack of a better term, ground to make up. But look, we're a society that loves people that are genuinely looking for a second chance, that are genuinely looking for forgiveness. Mm-hmm. The reality is, you know, he's not been that way. I've said all along that, you know, if I were him, you know, I would go and say, look, I don't have the kind of relationship with the media that I want, and I own that as much as they do. And so I'm going to do everything I can to help them and me get to a place where the media can do its job and we can do our job, rather than me calling everybody in the media, you know, fake news, et cetera. I don't think that's in the best interest of the country. And I think if he did that, you know, people would have a far different perspective. Now, is he still going to win over the bulk of the media? No.
Here's what he said today, because he did say he's being treated very unfairly. He said, quote, you'll find, he was speaking to the graduating class at the Coast Guard. He said, quote, you'll find that things happen to you that you do not deserve and that are not always warranted, but you have to put your head down and fight. That sounds like reasonable advice, especially if you're trying to lead your way through something. What do you make of that?
Well, I think it's reasonable advice. I mean, I think, obstacles are necessary for success. They force us to get better or quit. But the reality is so many of his errors are unforced. Mm-hmm. I mean, there are things that are avoidable. For example, back on the campaign when he talked about, the Mexicans. Look, the reality is there probably are some Mexican immigrants that are not nice people. But there's a different way to say that. The other thing that I say in my book is that words matter. I mean, if you're talking to Comey, you got to be really careful what you say. And so, he has a leadership style that basically is, I'm right, I'm extremely successful, I know exactly what to do, I've overcome all these odds. Mm-hmm. And what he has, in my view, is a gigantic leadership flaw, which is he's not self-aware. He doesn't understand. And candidly, I'm not sure he cares what other people think about him. Mm-hmm. Now, will that work for you in the short run? Maybe. Will that work for you if you run your own business? Probably. So, is that going to work for you in a business where collaboration is critical? I don't think so.
So some psychologists have labeled him as a narcissist, and they say it's not uncommon for business leaders to be narcissists. But do you view him that way yourself?
I don't know. I did a paper when I was in college. It was, I think, the only paper I ever got an A on. And I said in the paper, I quoted somebody that said, there's no greater force in humanity than that of an egotist let loose in the metaphysical ecstasy of pride. I would not say he's a narcissist. I would say he's an egotist let loose in the metaphysical ecstasy of pride.
Do you think at 80 a man can change those qualities in him?
I do think so. I mean, I think.
Did I say 80? I mean, he's 70, right? I think 70 or so, right?
Yeah, he's 70. No, look, I think the reality is Darwin said, that it's not the strongest of the species that survive. It's the one that's most adaptable. Now, what he's proven so far is he ain't very adaptable. If he's going to succeed in this job, and I would hope he does, he's going to have to be more adaptable. There's no question, because of his background, there's a learning curve to this job. And I think he's going to have, kicks and starts, and he's going to make mistakes. And I think, frankly, that's to be expected for someone who hadn't been in politics. The key for us as a citizenry would be to see, does he learn from those miscues, and does he do something about them?
But let me ask you, Jerry, just a minute here left, but what about those that voted for him because they didn't want him to be adaptable? They didn't want him to come into D.C. and turn into every other politician we've seen there. They want him to maintain his position. Go ahead.
I don't think anybody voted for him didn't want him to be adaptable. What they didn't want him to, they don't want him to lose his willingness to change Washington. But you don't have to lose your willingness, desire, passion to change Washington to be adaptable. What you have to do is to say, okay, this is the game I'm playing. I've got to figure out how do I succeed in this arena. And I may not like this arena. There may be things about it I don't like. But listen, making people angry, calling people's baby ugly, that's not going to work anywhere. And my guess is, if I were him, I'd be thinking about doing it a little bit differently. I don't think he's got to acquiesce and become somebody he's not. Mm-hmm. But I think he's got to say to himself, maybe I ought to try and be a little bit more likable and a less incendiary.
Jerry Acuff, find him at jerryacuff.com. And the Relationship Edge in Business, right? That's the name of the book?
Yes, sir.
Relationship Edge in Business. Jerry Acuff, right here on 1320 WILS. Jerry, thank you very much.
Thanks, Michael.
Yep, 6:30. When we come back, all these reform plans we have for education here in Michigan and nationwide really are not going to work. We'll find out why next.